you ever feel like what you learned in law school didn't prepare you for the world of running a law practice? Law school didn't teach us how to start our practices the right way so that we could scale them into a thriving business. We didn't learn how to make sure that our businesses would meet our financial goals and provide the type of lifestyle we deserve. After 10 years, I was fed up with struggling in my practice and decided to begin a journey to scaling a successful practice that would actually allow me to finally live the life I've always dreamed of. I invite you to listen in on the conversations I'm having with some of the most successful solo and small firm practitioners, along with leading business entrepreneurs, and share how I am implementing what I am learning, all with the goal of helping you take control of your practice and your life. This is The Law Entrepreneur. Hey there, fellow law entrepreneurs. Welcome to episode 134 of The Law Entrepreneur. I'm Neil Tyree, your host as usual. And today my guest is Craig Hansen. Craig comes to us all the way from Jakarta in Indonesia. And one of the reasons I wanted to have Craig on the show today is because of his expertise and a platform that I don't think we as attorneys use enough. I certainly don't. In our digital marketing, and that is LinkedIn. Now, LinkedIn is one of the more popular social media platforms in the world, and it's generally thought of as, you know, being the Facebook for professionals, so to speak, or the platform that business people are supposed to use. But I have to admit that other than putting my profile up on LinkedIn, I haven't done much with it. And so I was delighted when Craig reached out to me and we determined that his would be a great story to have on the podcast. And so I hope you get as much out of this as I did, because it really did open up my eyes, and I'm delighted to present to you Craig Hansen. Craig Hansen, welcome to The Law Entrepreneur.
Thank you so much, Neil. Great to be with you.
Well, I'm delighted to have you with us, Craig, and you're calling in from way over on the other side of the planet, are you not?
Calling in from the hot Jakarta, the capital of Indonesia.
How about that? Everything okay over there with, earthquake-wise, tidal wave-wise and all that?
We had this phenomenally bad tsunami a couple of weeks ago, and so the nation's really rallied behind Palau, where we've had a couple of thousand people have died. And there's a lot of attention on supporting that community at the moment, but we're safe where we are in Jakarta.
Oh, awful. I'm just so sorry to hear that. Well, beyond that, Craig, I'm delighted to have you with us today. Please tell our audience a little bit about yourself and how you came to be where you are today.
Sure thing. So you can tell by my accent, I'm a New Zealander, and we've been in Indonesia. This is coming up to our sixth year now. We're only going to be over here for a couple of years doing a bit of an adventure, because I'm a school teacher and an educator and a corporate trainer. And so I managed to get a contract being a principal of an international school here so we could have an international adventure. And then we're going to head back home to New Zealand. But we got involved with some people in the local community who really wanted to have a response to the human trafficking issues here in Indonesia. So we set up a foundation with a really good group of people and a safe house and a business and a training program, and partnered with local community organizations to rescue girls who'd been trafficked and forced into prostitution. And so we're able to set that up. Took a couple of years to get everything done, and we've just exited from that ourselves so that the foundation's running it by themselves. And in about a year's time or so, we'll be heading back to New Zealand so our kids can finish school.
Well, I feel so unworthy having heard all of that. Well, congratulations, and what a wonderful story. Now, along the way, I mean, aside from being an educator and a human rights activist and one of the angels of the world, you also kind of branched out into the digital marketing space and developed some expertise in that area. Is that correct?
That's right. I've always really loved online and digital media and social networks. And what's become a passion for me is really working with business people to grow their presence on LinkedIn, generating leads with LinkedIn, developing partnerships on LinkedIn and meeting great people such as yourself on LinkedIn. And it's just such a massive tool for growing business as a professional network. And over these last few years, I've focused on growing my capacity in that and linking with good people. So I've managed to become a Microsoft Master Trainer and a Google Certified Innovator as well, just so I can keep up to date with what's happening in the technology space and making sure that I can give good advice.
Now, Jakarta and Indonesia, just in general, and that part of the world is really kind of a hotbed for online and digital entrepreneurs, is it not?
It is. There's a huge startup community that's developed over the last 24 months.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's a couple of hotbeds, of course, around this country, but we're seeing, with the strength of the internet and digital communications and what have you, that we're not bound by boundaries anymore, really, by borders. And more entrepreneurs are relocating. I just had a real good friend of mine who moved to Jakarta and said, listen, I can conduct my business from there just as easy as I can from Bethesda, Maryland. So it's an interesting kind of community out there. Now, there's a lot of platforms that you could focus on when we talk about the digital space. What made you kind of hone in on LinkedIn?
So back in New Zealand, before we came over here, I worked for 3.5 years for a business investment fund. And we had the opportunity to handle a merger between two different organizations. And so I took over day-to-day management of a large campus that had a TV studio, an animation school, an animation studio, a childcare center. It was really quite unique. And one of the things that we wanted to do was reposition that and turn it around from losing cash to being not a cash cow, but being really solvent and generating a good return for the fund, because it was very involved in community projects. And one of the things that we did to turn it around and reposition it and give it additional revenue streams was to recruit students from overseas into the animation training school and partner with people in the industry around the world, like Disney and Pixar and Lucasfilm and Weta Workshop. And so to do that, I remembered I was a member of this thing called LinkedIn. And so we're talking, 10 years ago.
Let me just interrupt you just for a second, because we're talking about really, slouch companies like Disney and Pixar and what have you, people that aren't very prominent in the marketplace. Did you have any relationship with those companies before?
We had some graduates from the school who worked in maybe one or two.
But not you personally.
Correct. I had no connections whatsoever.
All right, carry on.
Yeah, that's a really good point, Neil. So thanks for bringing that up. But I personally didn't have any connections in that area other than knowing we had some graduates out there somewhere. And so using LinkedIn, I did a search using the basic search features that were available then and connected with industry professionals from New Zealand to Australia, Canada, North America, England, all around the world in places where there are really innovative things happening in these really big budget studios. Also Boeing and aeronautical studios, businesses that worked on developing new product innovations like Apple. So people that were working in a 3D space, but different parts of the sector, different parts of the industry. So I reached out to them and said, look, this is who I am and this is what we're doing. And we want to develop a new qualification that would be really industry relevant and would help people, our graduates, get jobs everywhere. Would you be willing to review our draft? And that was basically it. And I thought, I might get 1 out of 100 people reply. So every day I'll send a couple of messages on LinkedIn. Sure. I think I sent probably 50. I got 35 replies.
Good gracious.
27 of those people actually contributed to the building of the qualification with feedback in specific areas. And then we had, it must be 15 or 20 of them say, hey, I'd love to come to New Zealand and when my project finishes and teach for a week or 4 weeks and do some traveling and contribute to your school. And this enabled us to build not only the qualification and recruit people internationally and have a good marketing presence from that perspective, but we built these solid relationships with people who were at the cutting edge of our industry, our training organization, and we were able to then leverage those relationships to stay current, stay active, drive additional revenue streams, and really start to partner with them and think about what's coming up in that particular industry that we can then prepare for so that our students will be constantly refreshed. And then they can have those mentorships and internships in the industry, which just weren't available to little old New Zealand studios. Sure. So LinkedIn did this thing for us, and it really opened my eyes. It opened the business fund's eyes and professionals that I was working with. And so I really started to double down on it then.
Well, I can hear some of our audience already saying, well, that's phenomenal, but what does that have to do with me? And so I would say to that, you know, attorneys, particularly here in the States, have heretofore been a little bit slow on picking up on the opportunity that that digital platforms such as Facebook and Instagram and LinkedIn and can afford them in terms of attracting clients and forging relationships with referral sources and the like. And one of the comments I get all the time is from attorneys, I have, I'm on LinkedIn because I know that's kind of like the Facebook for professionals, if you will. I'm on LinkedIn, but I really don't know what to do with it. I have a profile and I check it once or twice a week, maybe, but I don't get the platform. I don't get how people use it. So your story about, and that's kind of one of the reasons I prompted you, you didn't have any relationship with any of these people beforehand. So the corollary or the analogy for an attorney would be, I need to develop my referral sources, relationships with people who might be able to refer clients to me as a solo or small firm practitioner. How do I go about doing that? So kind of walk us through the process. You said you identified some targets and you just sent out an email, a LinkedIn message, or how did you actually initiate the first relationship without sounding like a spammy, email marketer?
Yeah, and so back then it was kind of rudimentary, and the platform is nothing like it was back then. And so this was a simple couple of sentences message within the platform from one person to another, and the people just replied. But nowadays, with the growing platform, over 500 million people on the platform, Microsoft bought it a couple of years ago, it's got so much innovation happening, there's a lot going on the platform. And so we always talk about three stages in growing your business, whether you're an attorney, whether you're a milkshake machine supplier, whether you're a carpet layer, whoever you are. For attorneys, you'd want to move from awareness of who you are with your potential clients and referral partners, then move to engagement, where you start to share what you do, understand their needs and their problems, and respond to that and give an offer, and then to decision. And how do you do that? Because the platform has so many opportunities. So number one, you make sure that your profile is really speaking to what's the problem you solve, how do you solve that, for who. And so there are certain things on your profile that you can do to make that powerful. For example, your headline, instead of putting "I'm an attorney in this area," you would put "I help small businesses deal with this by doing that." So you'd make sure that as soon as someone sees above the fold, which is what you see when you open your computer screen straight away, above the bottom of your screen, they instantly see a beautiful headshot. They see a cover image which speaks to your profession and maybe your law offices and your key areas of interest. And then your headline speaks to the problem you solve and your audience and how you do that. And then you have testimonials on there of satisfied clients. If you don't have those, you really need to get those. And that's what we encourage people to do, is develop from previous clients, reach out to them, and everyone's willing to do this on LinkedIn. It's a numbers game. Do some messages every day, people will reply, and you'll get testimonials. Then you can use those in your marketing messaging. So when people see your profile straight away, they need to understand, okay, Neil does this. He solves this problem for these types of people in this way. When people move from that, they either engage with you or you move to that next stage, which is you start to engage with people. Now, LinkedIn's has, you have a number of options. You can stay free, right? Or you can buy a certain LinkedIn Premium or a LinkedIn Navigator. It's only $79 a month to have access to LinkedIn Navigator. Now, if you stay with the free model, no problem. The search filters that you can use, and you could type in Nebraska, you could type in, Neil, let me ask you, who would be a good referral partner? What type of person, what type of industry?
So for me, it, in the estate planning world, a perfect one would be a financial planner.
Okay, perfect. So we would say maybe Nebraska. You might pick a target area where your attorney office is located, and then you would search for financial planners. Then you may also dive down on your search filters to the head count of the number of people that are in that business. And then you may also dive down to the seniority level of that person. You may even dive down to similar schools that they may have gone to if you have an affinity with that. So you can build a search string of people on LinkedIn out of the 500 million plus people. And you can be very, very specific. And what this does is it cuts out the wheat from the chaff in terms of good leads, you know?
Yeah.
If that makes sense. So you're going to dive down in your searching for particular people you want to target. And then what you can do is do a rich media message. Have you ever seen one of those on LinkedIn?
Yes, absolutely.
So when you send those rich media messages, it could be a link to YouTube, could be a link to an infographic, it could be a link to an interview you've done. When you do that, you'd know it populates a beautiful thumbnail of you or that image inside the message. And a lot of people forget to do this, or they overcomplicate their message and put too many links in there. And LinkedIn will show one thumbnail for the very first link that's in that message. So you start to engage with people, you start to message them, and once you start to connect with them, sometimes people won't connect with you, or if they do, they don't actually reply to the content of your message. Then we move to stage two with your engagement. And so you go on their profile, and now you're connected with them, you endorse them. And most people haven't really thought about what skills they list on their profile. If they have, you'll see two or three or four skills listed. You can instantly hit the plus button and endorse them for that. People usually reply to that and thank you for that. So you can start having a conversation. Because as you know, Neil, there's that thing about how do I start the conversation? And once you've done something for someone, you have this affinity level. So you've created a profile which speaks to who you are and what you do and problems you solve. Then you do a very specific search so you get semi-qualified people. Then you connect with them, which enables you to build a relationship with them by doing something nice for them, like an endorsement, sending them something of value. Then the next thing we would really encourage you to do, and we've talked about this before, is that thought leadership and positioning you, your service, your practice as being an expert in a certain area. And you may think, how can I do that? You know, there's 500 million people. There's bound to be 5 million lawyers on there or attorneys in my area somewhere in America. How do I stand out? You simply start publishing some content. So just like Facebook, you could post someone else's content as a link, or you can record a video of yourself and post that up there too as a native video, or you can actually write an article just summarizing some particular cases anonymously or, you know, using pseudonyms and post a summary of what you've done and the success that you achieved. But here's the key to this. Because it's becoming a very active platform, the way to reach out to those people that you want to become referral partners so that they know you're credible, you're publishing, you're a thought leader, is then you hashtag your particular services and hashtag the keywords that they're interested in. And you can see that on their profile. So you hashtag, just like you can do on Twitter, just like you can do on Facebook, just like you can do on Instagram. So you would hashtag inside the article content itself and on your post. Secondly, you would @ their name. As you know, on Twitter and other platforms, you can use the @ and type their name. And if you're connected with them, it pops their name in there and it notifies them. So what have we done now? We've connected with them. We've endorsed them. We've posted some content. We said, hey, Neil, I thought you might be interested in this. You've also posted a hashtag. So not only will those people that you've connected with start getting these notifications that, hey, Neil's really the guy I want to be dealing with, the people in that person's network start to see those posts as well, because your hashtags and your connection to that person and your at mentioning them will then alert their network on LinkedIn. So suddenly, even though you've searched and you've found one person who's a great referral partner, everyone who's in their particular industry, other financial planners, similar interests, similarly qualified, will start to see your presence as well. So we need to be very specific in this engagement phase, because once you move through those steps, you can move to having a conversation about a decision with them, from awareness to engagement to decision of work with me.
This episode of The Law Entrepreneur is sponsored by Daylight. Daylight is the Mac CRM and case management tool I've been using for years to manage my practice. If you're feeling swamped trying to keep track of cases and clients, but you don't want to pay the hefty price tag of something like Salesforce or other legal-specific tools, I recommend you give Daylight a look. Daylight helps me prioritize my day. It helps me keep track of my clients, cases, documents, emails, calendars, to-dos, and reminders, all in one place. The case management part of Daylight makes it really easy to organize all the details and work for each case so things are done on time. The best part of Daylight is that it lets you work offline. You don't need an internet connection to pull up case details or info about a client like with other CRMs and case management tools. And new in Daylight is their Zapier integration, so you can automate things like pulling new leads from a contact form on your website right into Daylight. And for techies like me, you know that integration with tools like Zapier is really fundamental to making something like Daylight work the way you want it to work. So to learn how Daylight can help you grow your practice, visit marketcircle.com/daylight. And be sure to let them know you heard about Daylight through The Law Entrepreneur to get a 50% discount on your first month subscription. That's Daylight by Market Circle. The legal environment is more competitive than ever, and small law firms are feeling the pinch. With over 1.3 million attorneys in the United States and counting, it can be hard to stand out from the crowd. And that's why Spotlight Branding helps lawyers become unforgettable. Spotlight Branding is a different kind of internet marketing company. They don't put their clients on the SEO hamster wheel, and they don't ask them to burn thousands of dollars on speculative pay-per-click advertising. Instead, they're focused on the fundamentals of legal marketing that have worked for dozens upon dozens of years. They use the internet to build a premium brand for solo and small firm lawyers like myself, and they put systems in place to create top-of-mind awareness, allowing their clients to maximize the referrals and repeat business. It's the smart way to grow your law firm. To get more information, visit spotlightbranding.com/TLE, as in The Law Entrepreneur, and receive a special gift from our friends there at Spotlight Branding. Spotlight Branding, helping lawyers become unforgettable. So, if I understand it correctly, you're not broadcasting the post of your content, say, you know, a video that you've done or a blog post that you've written. You're not broadcasting that to your entire LinkedIn community, but rather you're targeting it to some of the specific candidates as referral sources or business partners by using the at and their name or their hashtag keyword that correlates with something that they do. Is that correct? If I summarize that right?
Yeah, that's right. And because you've done that search and you've pre-qualified them in terms of what are the demographics of this person you're looking for, the people in their network are going to be similar as well.
Right.
Andy Mackinson, who's the CMO of Snack Nation, he uses this term called niche down. I'm sure you've heard that before. Yeah. So we niche down. So as attorneys, you can niche down into the types of people you want to work with as referral partners and even potential clients. You niche down as specifically as you can. So you exclude the people you don't want to focus on and you include only the people that are going to be your key targets. Saves you time, saves you energy.
So let's suppose that you've clarified that search and you've gotten your candidate list of people that meet that criteria. Is there a way to save that or to make sure that you systemically go through that list, or do you just have to kind of eyeball it?
Great question. So once you do that initial search, just like searching on Google for images or something, you can copy that URL and save that to a text document, and you've got that search list. So you can regularly come back, connect with people. Now, when you do hit the connect button, you're given two options. One is just to connect or add a note. And when you do that, you know, LinkedIn tells you that people are more likely to respond and accept your connection when you add some information or add a note. So this is where you do your first introduction with your rich media and that first connection. And you, every day, give yourself 20 minutes to 30 minutes, go through and do 30 or 40 people every single day and connect with those people that you've pre-qualified. The next day, come back, copy that search string off your text pad, your text document, paste it into your browser, and it'll open up again. And you'll be able to start right where you were. And the people that you've already connected with, you'll see that. You'll see that their first connection's already. The next stage of that, Neil, is if you're starting to give 25 to 30 minutes every day to reaching out or even getting, you know, someone in your office to do that for you, paying your daughter, you know, minimum wage to do that for you, then you'd go back the next day and allocate some more time to go back and push that button at the top in the middle that says network. And once you do that, you have the choice of looking at your most recent connections or older connections. And if you leave it as it automatically is when you click the network button, it'll show you your most recent connections. And you can start to see those people who are coming through as a connection to you. That allows you in one screen every single day to see those people, hit their profiles, endorse them, send them a message, grab their name, @sign them in a post. You've suddenly got them on your screen straight away inside LinkedIn. So you're staying in one platform, takes you 20 to 30 minutes a day, and you start moving them from awareness of who you are to engaging with them.
And then you mentioned that the last part of that is the last step is the decision phase. Can one use the LinkedIn platform to help motivate the target individual to that decision point?
So one of the ways that the innovation is really happening inside the LinkedIn platform is what's happening inside the mobile version. And it makes it really easy inside the mobile version. You know, you can make even voice messages and video messages and ring people inside some of the mobile versions. But if you don't have a mobile phone that you're very used to using, you know, in your previous podcast with Sarah Horowitz, you were mentioning that everyone's connected, everyone's on a smartphone these days.
Right.
If you don't have that and you're not comfortable with it, you can just stay inside the desktop or laptop version of LinkedIn in your browser and just message them directly and say, hey, what are the needs that you have? What clients are you working with? What sort of needs do they have? How can I help you? And you have that conversation with them and you say, hey, look, I'm really looking to be, you know, building my referral network. Let's build some win-win partnership together. And I very, very rarely move off LinkedIn to email or a phone call. We just do everything inside LinkedIn, whether it's on the mobile app or whether it's on the desktop version. And I might send them an agreement. If they're like an affiliate partner for my training program, I just send them the agreement inside LinkedIn and we sign it and we're done.
Well, it sounds very systemic and it doesn't sound like it takes a whole heck of a lot of work, but it does take work. What's the biggest problem that people face in trying to use LinkedIn as a development platform? What's the biggest mistake they make?
I think it's really not being aware of the scale of LinkedIn and how big it is so that they know how to search really well. And the other one is not understanding about marketing automation and picking the right platform to automate this, because this is one of the things we do in our coaching program, is picking the right automation software. And not everything is created equal. So everything that we've just talked about is probably 10% of what you can do to really build your business, build your leads for potential clients as well as referral partners. And we can automate all of this using a range of different platforms. What I mean by automation is, once you do that initial search, whether you're using the free version or the like a paid version like Navigator, you can use Chrome extensions and certain software which will pick up that search list, automatically connect with those people, automatically message them and invite them to become a connection, automatically the next day search for people who have become a connection and send them a message or an attachment or something, automatically endorse them, automatically provide a referral. The automation software will do everything that we've just talked about. And this is how you magnify and really increase your outreach, because we're all busy and we've got to really focus on, you know, keeping our business running as well as while we're building it. This is where automation comes in.
So there are tools that allow you to do all the steps that we've talked about, short of having a uniquely personal exchange with somebody on LinkedIn, but a tool that can set up to create this workflow to do just what we've talked about. You mentioned Chrome extension. Are there other tools?
Yeah, there are standalone ones, and there are Chrome extensions that just work within your browser. And they will do everything, and they'll personalize the messages as well. So they'll grab the person's name, they'll grab the name of their office where they work, they might grab the number of connections that they already have or the most recent article they posted. And also one of the platforms that I really like is actually called Linked Helper, and it's developed in Russia. It's got a huge following internationally, very well supported. They use Medium, their publishing blog publishing platform, where they do all of their FAQs. So Linked Helper, your listeners can look that up. And they have a very cheap monthly fee. And so you can use that Chrome extension to not only build your connections, but if you are looking at thought leaders and decision makers in your industry, and someone has posted a really good article, and many people from your industry who either you want to work with, you want to connect with, or have a referral relationship with, or become your client, those people may have commented or hit like on that article or something that person shared. So for me, I work with Bob Proctor's number one coach in the world, Brian Damaso. And so I work with him to help him with his marketing and outreach, because he's doing phenomenal at the moment. And one of the things we do is we follow people like Tony Robbins and Robert Kiyosaki and really good thought leaders. We look at the articles that they're posting. We look at the people that comment and like that. And this automation software will look at that page, that article. It'll grab the accounts of the people that have liked that post or commented on that post. I will craft a message saying, hey, I saw that you liked this particular article or you commented on it. I love that content too. I work with Bob Proctor and Brian Damaso, the number one coach in the world, and I do this introductory text. And because we have an affinity of liking the same content, I saw them do something specific that I can reference in my message. Those connections happened instantly. There is no hesitation from the person. When I send out a connection, when I invite them to have a conversation with Brian, they get on his calendar and he makes a sale. Yeah. So, because these are people who are highly interested in his area. So for attorneys, we would look at who are the people who are already publishing online, what is the content that the people we want to work with are following. Let's find that content. Let's use automation software or do it manually just to test it first. And start engaging with those people and build our lead generation system. The power of the automation means you don't have to be managing it all the time, and you save a lot of time, and you really amplify and multiply your results.
Well, I'm interested and happy to hear you say that it, doing it hands-on, you know, personally one at a time, manually, is a good place to start. So you kind of get the sense of the flow and the process, and only then, once you have proven to yourself that this is a viable and sustainable type of thing to do, that you kind of look to automate it. Because I think sometimes people jump into the automation aspect too quickly and They don't have it refined well enough. It gives them the wrong results, and they abandon it. Support for today's episode comes from Ruby Receptionists, dedicated to helping you grow your practice one happy caller at a time. From their offices in Portland, Oregon, Ruby's live remote receptionists create an exceptional experience for your callers by answering calls live with your custom greeting, delighting callers in English or Spanish, transferring calls, taking messages, collecting new client intake, and much more. Just like an in-house receptionist at a fraction of the cost. For 15 years, Ruby has been turning rings into relationships. For more information, call 844-895-7829 or visit callruby.com/lawentrepreneur. I will admit that I haven't spent a lot of time on LinkedIn because I haven't really quite understood the platform more than just conversationally. And one of the things that I note on LinkedIn that kind of, turns me off, if is that the right way to put it, is people who simply post a link to some article that they've read without any introduction, without any kind of targeting. It's just, recirculation of a lot of different articles that it just becomes the noise level, the signal to noise level for me is so low that I don't spend a lot of time on the platform. Do you see that being the case, or is there a way to overcome that?
Yeah, that is an issue. And as the platform grows, it becomes more challenging. But I think that LinkedIn's really focusing on its algorithm as well and making sure that we see things that are most relevant for us. And when you mentioned the noise, there is a lot of noise, and there's people who have jumped on the platform thinking it's just like Facebook and it's just right. Like Instagram. I'll just post anything to get it out there, like a picture of dinner or the latest product that's just hanging on my shelving in my fashion store. I'll just take a picture and put it up there. That doesn't work, and it doesn't get engagement. It doesn't improve your leadership. So I have an automation software, a platform called Deliverit. And with that, I only have two things that are allowed to post to my LinkedIn account, and that's from Bob Proctor, and that's from LinkedIn's own business blog, because obviously I'm focused on lead generation with LinkedIn and helping people with that, and I'm supporting the marketing team for Brian DeMarso and Bob Proctor. And so I only allow those to post. And sometimes we make mistakes and we think that more is better. It's certainly not on LinkedIn. It's the number one professional business platform in the world. And with the ecosystem that's starting to build around it and the extra tools that Microsoft and LinkedIn are working on together, now they're working together and owned by Microsoft, the innovation that's going to happen there and the importance of LinkedIn as a platform for business is only going to increase because their ecosystem is very, very big. If I can just mention one of those things now that might be helpful for people that are looking to scale up their firm because their lead generation is working. They've recently released something called Talent Hub, and this is a newer innovation. And what it does allow people to do is if you're looking to hire more staff, you can look in the Talent Hub area, and it's a subscription service, and you can identify and get real-time data on people that are changing jobs, their demographics, their pay rates, the diversity of those people, the qualifications they have, their length of service, the sorts of things you'd normally see on a CV, but it's real-time data. And this is a real innovation because if you're a growing firm and you want to make sure you have diversity in your staff, you can then program that in, and the algorithm of LinkedIn will show you where people are moving geographically. And there may be people who have changed the job, moved the location, mentioned it in their post, and LinkedIn picks this up in its algorithm and will serve that person up to you as a potential person to work for you. And this Talent Hub is a fantastic vehicle for getting real-time employment data about people that you want and roles you want with the qualifications you need. So these types of innovations are now happening nearly every 2 or 3 weeks with LinkedIn. And so the presence of LinkedIn and the prominence and the importance of it for employers is only going to increase.
It's interesting because, I think a lot of people mistakenly, obviously, simply view LinkedIn, as I said, as a place to look for or advertise for a job. So this is it's an interesting kind of use of the real-time data in order to make the selection process or the awareness process much more refined. Talk a little bit in the time that we have remaining here. We've spoken mostly about what I would say are business-to-business types of relationships, you know, my law firm to a potential referral source. Is LinkedIn a viable platform for doing business-to-client or business-to-customer relationships as well? Can I use LinkedIn to attract a potential client to my law firm?
Absolutely. And so those search filters that you have in the free version as well as the paid version, you can certainly identify the particular people that you want to target for building awareness of who you are and then engaging with them to get a decision. So on LinkedIn, you have people who are entrepreneurs, they own their own businesses, or you have people that are professionals. And so they may not be a referral service, but they're a professional. And so they want to have their estate planned. They need legal services. And you can target individuals as well. And the certain search criteria that's available in LinkedIn Navigator, which is a paid service, it's a $79 one, you can pick seniority levels, role titles, headcount, length of service in their present job, and if they've posted on LinkedIn recently or changed job. And so it's very, very good for targeting people that are active on the platform. Nothing's worse than building a search list and sending out messaging to people, automated or manually, and it just goes dead. You get no response because those people are not on the platform. But you can actually choose to see people in your search criteria who are just on LinkedIn or have changed job recently. That's great. Or have posted recently on LinkedIn or have been noticed in the news recently via LinkedIn. So you can actually target your messaging, whether they're professionals, they work in the firm, or whether they're owners with a seniority level or a director. So absolutely, you can target individuals and people.
Yeah, interesting. All right. Well, Craig, tell us a little bit, just real quickly, about you mentioned you have a course that you've developed that covers most of this information. How can our listeners kind of hook up with you on that aspect?
Sure. I'd love them to connect with me on LinkedIn.
No kidding.
So if you searched on LinkedIn for Craig Hansen NZ, so I'm from New Zealand, Craig Hansen NZ on LinkedIn, or CraigHansenConsulting.com, or to go to my course where it's hosted online, I've got a short link. So it's bit.ly/CraigLLG. And hopefully I can send you the links and you can put them with the show notes.
No, we'll definitely have them in the show notes. Don't worry about that.
And then I've started developing the Peak Performance Podcast, which is on Stitcher and Apple and everywhere else as well. So the Peak Performance Podcast. And we have different ways to do that. Some people are really busy and they just want a small online course. They consume the content and do that. So we have a self-paced learning course. We also have a done-for-you service. So if people want to have their profile created, their lead generation system set up and it all automated, we do done for you as well. Oh, and then great. We have a coaching program.
Yeah. Well, that sounds great. And the podcast you said is available on iTunes and Stitcher and any place you can download podcasts.
That's right. And Peak Performance Podcast.
Tell us just a little bit, what do you cover on Peak Performance?
So I'm posting quite regularly on LinkedIn. So I post and re-record and summarize the key nuggets of information to make sure that people can digest this within 3 or 4 minutes rather than having to read something about the latest innovations and how to build lead generation with LinkedIn. Also, I summarize some of the teachings and the learnings about really mindset training from Bob Proctor as well. Because, you know, as you're a business person, you want to make sure that you're getting really good food inside your mind to keep you motivated and keep you moving forward. So focus on mindset as well as tactical strategies you can use to build your leads.
Well, that sounds awesome. I can't wait to subscribe to the podcast, Peak Performance Podcast, and check out some of your course offerings. So, Craig, you've really opened up my eyes, and I want to thank you for being on today's version of The Law Entrepreneur.
I've absolutely loved it. Thank you, Neil, for having me.
Once again, I'd like to thank our sponsors for today's episode of The Law Entrepreneur and welcome our newest sponsor, Ruby Receptionists. They, along with our old friends at Spotlight Branding, as well as Market Circle, the makers of Daylight, are the ones that make this podcast possible, and for them, I am very grateful. So please be sure to visit their websites. You can find the locations in the show notes for this episode of The Law Entrepreneur, or you can go to our website, thelawentrepreneur.com, and navigate to the resources page, and there you can find a way to get to each of their websites. So please visit their websites, sign on as clients. I'm a client now of all three, and I think you'll be happy you did so. So that's Ruby Receptionists, Spotlight Branding, and Market Circle, the makers of Daylight.